Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50. The Reverend Hans Feeney is preaching. The broadcast at Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Luke, the 8th chapter. One of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. And behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment. And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answering said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he answered, "Say it, teacher." A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now which of them will love him more? Simon answered, "The one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt." And he said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little loves little." And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Then those who were at table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a strange thing to be both self-righteous and a leper. It's a wild thing to be concerned with the impurity of others while being clothed in impurity yourself. And yet that's precisely what we see in our reading from Luke this morning from a man named Simon, a man Matthew and Mark both identify by the rather unfortunate name of Simon the leper. So when Simon sees this woman weeping and anointing the feet of Jesus, this just strikes him as uncouth, hysterical activity. Here, some sinful woman, probably some adulteress, is making a big scene and humiliating herself in front of Jesus. Here is this unclean creature pathetically trying to clean herself by cleansing the feet of Jesus, by anointing his feet. And here Jesus is letting her infect him. How could he truly be a prophet if he can't figure out what was obvious to everyone else? How could he truly be sent by God if he's not concerned about protecting his own holiness? Why doesn't he say to this woman, why doesn't Jesus send this woman away and end this embarrassing display? Why isn't Jesus as pure as I am? Thinks the man whose flesh is either currently rotting or has rotted. So it's all rather strange and absurd. But it's perfectly fitting. It's a perfect depiction of the folly of self-righteousness. When people are disgusted by the words of confession that we utter in our divine services, when they find these words to be morose and overly negative and humiliating, what are they doing? They're treating those who actually mean the words they confess as vile, embarrassing sinners, while they themselves are bags of rotting flesh. When people tell us of the sins that grieve them down to their bones, and we think, why don't you just feel bad about it for a few minutes and then move on like a normal person? In all of that, we are unclean flesh, lecturing flesh that's crying out for cleansing. When people confess their sins and receive forgiveness, receive holy absolution, but we insist on treating them like garbage, insist on viewing them as irreparably stained by their transgressions. We are ultimately looking at Jesus and saying, what kind of a savior are you that you let yourself get near to those who would defile you? This, we think, while the leprosy of sin has defiled us down to the marrow in our bones. So look at your flesh. Look at your heart. See and feel and smell the rot emanating from you. Through your sins, you are unclean, unworthy of drawing near your Lord. Through your pride, your arrogance, you are dead flesh, rot clinging to bones. Someone who would be utterly unworthy to have the Son of God come under your roof if that Son of God wished to remain clean. But Jesus Christ wanted something greater than to remain clean by keeping his distance from sinners. He wanted to cleanse sinners, to give them his purity. The one who was not defiled by sin wanted to take away everything that defiled you, everything that made you dead and lifeless, everything that made you vile and worthless. And so our Lord took his anointed feet to Calvary, where they were pierced for you. The sinless, spotless Lamb of God went to the cross. He poured out the blood that purified you, the blood that erased from existence everything that made you filthy and unworthy to enter the arms of God. At the cross, Jesus clothed you in his perfection, in his righteousness, in his purity. Through his blood, his death, he made you clean. And through his resurrection, through his life, he gave you the right to live with him forever. Just as he has given you the right to draw near to him every day and beg him to clothe you in the salvation he has already made your own. So come to him. When your heart is wearied, when you are horrified by your sins, come anoint his feet with your tears and hear his word of pardon. When your soul is aching because of the filth that you feel within you, come to him with your bloodshot eyes, and he will dry every one of your tears. Come with all your sorrows, and he will turn them to joy. You who have sinned much, come to the one who has forgiven much, and he will transform your grief, your much grief, into much love. When you are an unclean leper, run to the one who cannot be defiled by you, and he will make you clean. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.